Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot going on in the universe. We're trying to figure out where the Commanders rank as far as the power ranks go. And listen, man, it's not going to be good.
No.
It's pretty obvious. Linville, I'm trying to call up the call sheet, but it's not in.
Not only are they losing, Jay, they don't have a lot of players in place, so they're going to drop. Like, Neil said he had him at 23. I would suspect they're about right there, 23 to about 25, 26.
All right, well, let's see where it is. NFL.com, every week we go with their power rankings just to be consistent. Top 10, we know Washington's not going to be in there. Seahawks, Rams, Colts, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Bucks, Broncos, Packers. That's your top 10.
Yep.
It is a really interesting year because there is no clear runaway best team, and it's one of those catch-22s where you might need the experience to prove you can get through it.
There you go.
But it's an opportunity for a team to show they are it's an opportunity for a team to break through this year because there's no clear-cut best, I would say. You got to scroll down, man. You got to keep scrolling. Washington beat the Chargers, but the Chargers are ranked 14th because, yeah, you know, they had some issues, but L.A. kind of figured them out and has rebounded. Chargers are 6-3. Ravens are 3-5. They've won two in a row, though, now that Lamar is healthy. They were 1-5. Yeesh. If Baltimore gets a win this week in Minnesota, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
The Bears, who Washington lost to on a ton of overs, Bears at 17. Bears barely hung on to beat the Bengals, but they did. Caleb did enough.
That defense gave up 40-something.
Yeah, dude. You know, the Panthers are 5-4. I mean, you buy the Panthers. I mean, they just went to Green Bay.
I mean, they're 5-4. They're still winning at this point. They seem better than they were last year.
Oh, 100%. Like, 100% better. I like Canales. When they hired him, I think he's the right guy to kind of get Bryce Young into the right mindset. Carolina's defense is playing well, and Rico Dowdle has been really good. I don't know that Carolina – I mean, that division with all the injuries Tampa has, do you think Carolina could crawl into that thing?
I don't know if they're anywhere close to Tampa.
Agreed. Tampa's 6-2. Carolina's 5-4. And I think they still have two games against
them. Do they
got
to play each other?
I'm sure they at least have one game left. They might have two.
I got Carolina schedule. Boom. They have Tampa on the 21st, and they have Tampa on the 4th. In 3 weeks, they're going to be playing Tampa to close out the season. They have the Saints. Okay, cool. They might get caught by them because they're going to be looking at Tampa. They got the Rams, Saints, Tampa, Seahawks, Tampa. They finished at basically murderous row.
Yeah.
And, well, they have the 49ers before the Rams.
All right.
At the 49ers.
I'll stop burying the lead here. I think Washington belongs somewhere down towards the bottom.
Okay.
Not the bottom, because the bottom is the Jets, the Saints, the Titans. Those teams are terrible.
Okay. There, so that's 29, 30, 30, no, 20, 30, 31, 32.
Dolphins are worse than them.
Okay, that's 29.
Browns are worse than them.
Okay, 28.
Raiders are worse than them. They beat them heads up.
I said 23 to 26.
Are the Giants worse than them? They beat them heads up.
Yep.
So that's Giants at 26.
Okay.
Are the Bengals worse than them?
They like the Bengals score more points.
But they give up more points.
But they, yeah, okay, so 25.
Bang, 24, Washington Commanders.
23 to 26, I was right. Hey, man, I don't know. And listen, when you look at it, can't get mad at it. Truth shall set you free. That's what we see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll read what they wrote here. Washington Commanders, this is Eric Edholm. I got a little blowback on DC radio this summer when I said that I still felt like this was not a complete roster and that a fallback was possible. But I didn't know it would go this way. Not like things were going great before, but the Bears' loss was really the harbinger of terrible developments. As if Sunday night's home blowout wasn't harsh enough, Jaden Daniels' late injury, down 31 points with 8 minutes left, was the cruel knife twist right after he'd re-entered the lineup. Washington's defense was torn to shreds early and only marginally better late, and nothing is truly working as it should. With injuries mounting, this season feels like it's just slipping away painfully.
Yeah.
That's all accurate, man.
Yep. But I don't think he could have even recognized this far of a drop back, because nobody would have imagined this many injuries.
Sure.
So, you know, injuries, when you have injuries, I think that's more than just a drop off. And we were honest, and I thought fair. 9-8, 10-7, that was a drop back. But it still would have been better and been good.
I want to ask the boys in the aquarium. Do you think 24th for the Commanders, too high, too low, or just about right? Jeffrey?
Man, just not here.
I just got Jeff's update. All right, Landfill, what about you? Too high, too low, about right?
It's basically right. I mean, you know, the team's not very good. 24th is not a very good 24th in the league. That's not very good. They're not a very good team.
Honestly, can we call Jeff? Talk to Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
Nah, that's all right.
Just call him. See if we can get it live. Yeah,
call him and see if we can get him live.
White Brian, seeing the Giants a spot behind the Commanders, does that seem right to you? They did. Washington beat New York, but that was the Russ Wilson-led New York Giants, not the Jackson Dart version.
If the Giants hadn't lost to the Saints, I'd have a problem with it. But you can't lose to the Saints, and they haven't won on the road, even with Dart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, the Giants haven't won on the road. it sucks, but I think it's right. I mean, who, if you wanted to move them up, they lost to Dallas. Dallas kicked their ass. Dallas is one slot ahead.
Can't move them up.
Maybe the Cardinals, but the Cardinals look pretty good with Jacoby Brissett at the helm.
Yeah.
Honestly. Atlanta's ahead of them. They lost to Atlanta. Minnesota's got a 500 record, plays good defense. That's where they belong, man. Would you have thought that in August?
No. I would have thought that in August, but, I mean, now you have to be truthful to yourself. You see what you see, and then you see the injuries, and you could love them all you want, but you can't say that they – no one should have an argument with that placement. No one.
No.
So, and then we look at Neil at 23, and they have him at 24, so they're right around the same thing.
I got Jeff.
More not great. Hey Jeff,
how you doing, man?
How I know y'all were going to do this?
First of all, let me ask you a question. If you know we were going to do it, why you answering the damn phone?
Because
are you back in the studio now?
No, he's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm back in the studio now, and I answered my phone since y'all wanted to call me.
Yeah.
Where were you during the show when I asked your opinion on the power ranks? Where were you?
He was on the power stool.
What happens when somebody curse on air? What you got to do?
I don't know.
Drop them?
Dump them.
You couldn't time that up for a commercial break like the rest of us do?
Everybody else does. I mean, just say.
Nah. You know how sometimes when you feel that quake in your stomach, sometimes it's not air that you gotta release.
Too much, dog. Too
Take
much.
Take it easy, Jeff. Yeah, take it easy.
You can get off. You can get off now. Bye.
Y'all did it.
Hey, Lanford.
We did not do it.
There you go, Lanford. Hang up on him. There we go. You know how to do that.
But
the thing about it, he is going to always answer the phone, but then he blame you for calling.
Right.
If I am in that area, and I get a phone call, I'm not answering. Point blank.
No.
Hello. And then you hear the echo. You know where you're at that point.
Quan Martin and Tyler Owens are working on the side field.
Okay.
That doesn't mean either of them won't be playing, but it's not great.
It's the first day.
Got another one. Bill Merritt wearing a non-contact jersey. Apparently, he had to get dental work done.
I had to go get my wisdom teeth pulled one time. Went back out to practice. You thought I was going to just let somebody come pop me?
No.
Had on a little red jersey.
How old were you when you got your wisdom teeth?
For about 10 plays. Went right back in. I was in second, third year. Maybe. No, Norm was here then. By my fourth, fifth year.
I think I was in my mid-20s when I got mine pulled.
Yeah, so I got three of them pulled, went back to practice, you know. I probably had some of that stuff Jeff had. I lost like 10 pounds in practice.
Did you only have three, or did they not have to pull one of them?
They had to pull one of them.
I only had three for some reason. Maybe I'm less.
We can believe you always short on something.
I'm shorter in the evolution process than you are. What I'm not short on is a great garage. Listen, you've heard me talk about my new garage door from Door Pro America and how much it has helped me and my family. Well, they can do the same for you. Whatever's going on with your garage door, maybe it's just a busted spring or it makes a ton of noise, or if it won't move, whatever it is, go with the pros at Door Pro America. We upgraded at my house, and it's made a huge addition. It's one of the smartest home improvements we've made. It looks sharp, runs smooth, and it's really bumped up the curb appeal of my house. Door Pro America is based locally, and they've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do anything you need, whether you need a new garage door opener, you need a repair done, some maintenance, or a new installation like I did, hit them up. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, if you call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit DoorProAmerica.com. And be sure to tell them JP Finley sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.